All right, so now we're officially recording. I love how there's a countdown.
Yay! Me too. Welcome to Heart First, everybody. Hi.
Yay. I have my 2 cups of tea. Literally, I don't actually, I'm in a, normally I have like one big mug and I can't find it. So I have like my 2 teas.
That too. I have like one big mug as well, and like I bought one for my dad because my dad came to visit me at one point somewhere. And he used it the entire time, which made me sad for myself, but like also like, yeah, okay, you can enjoy it too. That type of energy, you know?
Oh my God, that's so, there's something with that, right? Like with mugs.
Yes, I ended up buying him his own so he would not use mine. I
While he was still there, right?
remember if he was still, I feel like yes, or yeah, I had to have, because I don't know how else I would have. How he attained it, you know what I mean? Like, how did he get it otherwise? Because he was using it in at his home. But anyways, I love it so much when I travel to Korea. Like, I don't know if it's better to pack it in all of our stuff or like to carry it on
Carry
me.
on,
So
carry on, carry on. If you're,
I
you,
can't find it. I can't find mugs that size.
oh, oh yeah,
They're
yeah.
hard to find.
But you
It's hard.
got, it's all about, that's so true though. It's all about the carry on. I mean, never mind, God willing, everything arrives and everything, but like the
Oh no, it
things
will.
that you
I've already
need,
put that out there. Everything's going to arrive and nothing will be broken. That is my.
Every don't are isn't it better to say everything will be in perfect condition?
Everything is in perfect condition. Yes, that does feel energetically a lot better, for sure.
Oh my gosh, I really love that lipstick on you. It looks so good.
Thanks. I don't know who I am. So I feel like as I'm in this like interesting space of leaving who I was behind and like coming back to myself, I'm like, ooh, do we like lipstick?
We
I'm not
like
sure.
it. We like it.
I'm not sure yet. I'm still getting used to it. It's just I for so long of my life, like I was the only one of my friends always dressing up. Like we would have get-togethers to plan for things, and I'm the only one dressed up with a full face of makeup and clothes. I loved it. I don't know. It just felt so fun to like decorate myself. If that's the way I think of it. And then when I started yoga teacher training, and then moving to that space, I wore makeup for a little while. I taught heated yoga, so it was like
Not a good idea.
pointless because it's like melting off of me, right? And
Totally.
then like nobody else in that culture was wore makeup, so I really definitely was influenced, and I never went back. But there's still an aspect of me that like loves it so much. And then there's also this aspect of me is like, what the fuck am I doing? I
Oh
could be
my
taking an
God.
extra 20 minutes to be doing nothing else, which feels good,
I totally relate to that. And I bet people listening do too. It's like you can kind of fluctuate as for me as well, like when I was, teaching TNL this high intensity workout, you just get so comfortable. Obviously, like leggings, yoga pants, that whole vibe is like so awesome and empowering. But then, and it wasn't, I mean, I was always into athletics, like even as a kid, but that I never really like it feels so good to like put yourself and put yourself together. That's like such a mom phrase, but like I don't mean it like that. But you just feel fucking good when you put on a little eyeliner. I love my eyelashes, or like do something that like makes you feel a little
Absolutely.
special. Yeah, like,
Absolutely.
especially if you're like feeling down, even
Yep. And it's such
not
a weird
forcing.
mind fuck because I have been in this space since yoga and all this stuff, like trying to redefine. I'm like, okay, can I still feel my absolute best with no makeup? And there's absolutely some days I do, but if I'm feeling down and I put myself together a little bit, my mood instantly picks up, which is really cool. But also there's like this frustration, like, what the fuck? Why can't I just be satisfied with who I am and how I am? And I am in so many cases, but I don't know. It kind of goes back to this, like, I'm decorating myself. Like, I would, when I play with food, when I cook, I like decorate my plate. I like present it, I plate my food just
Beauty,
for myself.
beauty
Yes,
matters.
it does matter. And
It
it's so,
when it's coming from inspiration or like when you know it works for you. It doesn't always work, right? Sometimes you're like, just fuck this, like, no, whatever.
Exactly.
Like,
I just can't be bothered.
totally. But I did find too when I was like coaching fitness that it was like, I kind of got, it took a few years literally, but I got sick of it. I got sick of the like yoga pants every day or like, you know, that thing, like sneakers every day. Okay, I love sneakers. I love like high heel sneakers. Like that's a whole different thing, but but you know, like sometimes you just, yeah.
I
Anyway.
get it. I
Yeah.
get it. It's a whole culture, and I was doing that too. And now I'm kind of in this. Well, I'm also in a bigger body, which is interesting in of itself. I don't know how to dress this body, so most of my attire is like sweatpants and looser clothing because I still don't. I just have no clue, and I have not spent any time trying to figure it out. Because part of me is like, well, it's not going to be my body forever, but I'll. Although I feel like there's power in honoring where I am now, but I don't want to have to go out. Honestly, I just don't want to spend so much money to dress who I am now if I'm actively working on like just becoming a better physical me. 'Cause I don't feel, this whole like body positivity, I love it and I think it's so empowering and I feel like it's like a fuck you to all the systems to claim back your power and that's so
Totally.
important. But I am definitely in the camp of like body, it is what it is. Body neutrality. Like, I don't always feel positive in my body. I love my body. I love myself. We have been through so much on my journey of healing and whatnot. But at the same time, it's just like, I feel the extra weight
Sure.
doing everything all the days, all day long. So part of me is like, I'm honoring where I am now. I am very privileged to not have to leave the house often or like do things if I don't want to. But also like my body and I are actively working on getting us healthier because I am healthy, but I am not the healthiest I could be. That's just the fact, you know? So I am like, I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars to dress something that's
That's totally,
literally going to be for a moment in my life, you know?
totally. Yeah, that's just so logical. Plus, there's things that you can do like that you're, you know, putting on a little,
A little
doing a
bit of
little something to make, yeah, like you look fantastic regardless.
thank you, friend.
But, you know, that's just true. But, you know, just doing little things like, you know, doing your hair or your makeup or putting on just doing a little something.
No, it does. It definitely makes a world of difference because it's been in the negatives here. And so I've just been in like my comfy cozies. And I love being in my comfy cozies. But I what I love about there's so many things I love about Heart First, but it's definitely making me like have to show up when
I
it's so
love it.
important for me to just
I
want a hermit. And like
it.
there I have this, and I don't know if it's like the Gemini in me, but I literally am split in the middle with like, I want to be seen. I want to be doing all these things because I know it's important for my soul and I think it's important for the collective. Because I really just want to spread love and healing and light and laughter and all the things, right? But then there's this other part of me that feels so strong where I just want to, like, fuck you, world, and like go and run into the woods with my dog and my husband. Actually, I don't know if Eli, I don't think he would come. He'd want to be. I don't know if he could do it that often, honestly, but like I want to just be like in the middle of the woods in a tent, camper, cabin, whatever, and grow my own food and just not be bothered. So I'm literally, I guess the best way to phrase this is I am literally playing with the balance of every day into these two spaces and just being like, okay, what's really serving of me and my soul? Is it to hide all the time? No, although it feels good, but you know,
No, that's
you make
that.
baby steps every day.
Absolutely. I feel like that's so like relatable as well. And just with everything going on in the world right now, I
Absolutely.
mean, just being human right now and just riding the waves and like caring about everybody and like wanting to help people and feeling powerless, even though we're absolutely not, like taking our power back, like finding community, then and we do need that time alone is so precious for our healing. Like it doesn't happen. Community, we need both, right? We need the community. That's why Heart First, that's why we're creating this. And then it's equally, if not more important, I think, that the time alone to for connecting with yourself.
Connecting with yourself. And also, we just had like a brief conversation on it, how you were explaining, I forget what that thing I sent you, that video I sent you, and how you were just like wired and buzzing. And you're like, I think it's integration. I'm like, it definitely feels like it's
integration. Yeah, I just couldn't sleep. I was just like, it wasn't even, it wasn't in a bad way. Usually if it's, I don't have much, thankfully, insomnia, but like, it's very rare. It's usually stress induced, right? Mm-hmm. But this was like, I was literally just could feel my body just like buzzing. I was like, I wasn't tired in the morning either. And I was like it's kind of better not to think about it then. Cause if you're like, oh my God, I didn't sleep last night, then you can like, if you can, that can be a total mind fuck. It's like, exactly. It's okay.
And like, for me, it's rare that that happens. Well, when we found out we were going back to Korea, but it was sheer excitement for me. Like I could not turn on all of my tools. What are those? They were out the window. I could not focus on anything and I didn't sleep. But I find that lately the energies of the cosmos and the integration of it, I am just so tired. Like I can sleep for days. Like I probably could have slept for the majority of this day had I not known that like, oh, I got to get up and do something.
it's so funny how we're integrating things and feeling completely different things, like opposite, right?
Yeah. I wonder if there's like, I'm curious what the in-between looks like between you and myself.
Me too. If, like, although I did wear, so I have a Fitbit that I don't wear. It was like on sale with my Planet Fitness when I was in LA. I was like, I want a gym to go to. So they have like 50% off if you like, whatever, just not that I need to justify it, but like, I'm not like, I have the things, the electronics. I'm not someone, I'm already like super hyper motivated for whatever reason. I don't need like a device to like tell me to get up or stand up. Like no. Like we were talking about this.
I feel like they're bullies.
We are already valuable. I could sit on my ass all day for days and I would still be as valuable. Exactly.
That's like, how I feel. Like just showing up is just like.
And I'm like, I can already like, you know, I was like a competitive athlete in running. Like I already have that part. I don't need that turned up. I need that turned down. But for sleeping, just to say, I wore it last night because I continually forget to wear it. But and sometimes I disagree with it too. I feel like I got good sleep. Don't tell me it was fair. It was great. It's like a learning process. I've only had it for like, I don't know, a month, and I probably used it about less than 2 weeks. But I used it last night. And of course, I'll take the good and not the bad. But I got like over 2 hours of deep sleep.
What?
Which is a lot, right? But it's probably because I was buzzing the night before. I probably needed it.
Seriously, like you're
being. I never saw that much. I never saw, I mean, I only did it, 14 times or something, but yeah.
I'm so curious what my deep sleep would look like because I not constantly, it depends on the night, but I'm in this space of like, I can tell when my body is detoxing and I can tell when it's healing just because this has been my life for so long. It feels like that our bodies detox and heal significantly when we're sleeping.
Absolutely.
So our livers are purging, our organs are purging, and so I'm waking up every 2 to 3 hours to go pee because my liver is just purging so much. And I don't drink a lot of water at night. Like I am very I guess calculated with it. I don't drink a lot of water at night. I don't drink tea at night because I don't want to be up all night because of that. So when that happens specifically, I know that my liver is just like releasing. So I'd be curious to see what my sleep looks like.
You have like an iWatch,
I do have an Apple Watch. I'll do it. I'll bite the bullet because I am one of those people where like I don't like things touching me when it's time to go to sleep.
I wear it super loose.
I guess, but like I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if I just don't rip it off in the middle of the night because I have done that before. Not with my watch, but with things. Like
I do that with my sleep mask. I feel I love my sleep mask. I like it. But I also sleep with headphones because my partner snores. And
like the like big having, like chunky headphones?
Big ass Bose headphones. I gotta sleep on my back. If I go on my side, it gets all like you get like this neck thing.
I just sleep with earplugs.
It's it doesn't do the job. The noise is loud.
Wow. I'm totally calling him out, but
he's like a light sleeper and I tend to be a deep sleeper. Like I don't wake up easily when I'm asleep. But I might take me longer to fall asleep and he's the opposite. So like when he's falling asleep, he'll like think he's still awake. Actually, I can have a conversation with him when he's asleep. He won't remember it the next day. Like I don't know. It's bizarre. It's been like that forever. But so I'll just gently hear and I'm just like lying there trying to fall asleep. So I'm like, I need these headphones.
Oh, wow.
It's better than not sleeping.
No, I get.
Yeah. But it's not ideal, but hey.
I get it.
Sleep matters, man.
It does matter. You know, back in the days, I love watching period pieces and I have been watching the second season of The Gilded Age, which is on HBO or I guess Max now. Mm-hmm. I cannot keep up with all these changes.
I wouldn't even know. Yet.
But it's like, so I was thinking last night how wild the time period that is. Like there's these two characters who just basically met and then like within two episodes, like, I love you. Do you want to get married? I'm like, what?
How old are they? Is the guy like way older than the woman?
No, I think these two characters are roughly around the same age, but it doesn't really matter their ages. It seems to be that is just just what they did.
Yeah,
that was
normal
for them. And they slept in separate bedrooms. I'm like, that's actually a genius idea because I don't know. It just feels so like there's so many things, so much action in the bed when people are sleeping. Like there's our dog,
yeah.
I like separate bedrooms.
Yeah. I think I would not be opposed to that either. So I definitely like, I don't move and I don't like to be moved.
Oh, I starfish. Like if I do get the bed to myself, starfish, I'm in the middle. Although I do find just because my body will hurt sometimes, I will shift a lot. But then I don't know, the last couple of nights I have been knocked out, deep sleep. Like I woke up this morning to go to the bathroom. It was like close to 8. And then I laid back down afterwards and I went back into a deep sleep because I woke up again at 8:30 and I had like a dream. And I'm like,
what? Were you in REM maybe? Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
Apparently REM and deep sleep, those two are like the greatest indicators of our most valuable sleep. So when they judge your sleep, it's basically based on the percentage of REM and deep sleep. Like light sleep doesn't matter.
No, light sleep is, it's like a tease. It's like,
That's like, completely. When I slept the whole flight, which I was so excited about from LA to Paris, which I've never done, I was super excited. But then I saw the entire, and it said like, because the flight is long, I think I even got a good rating. So yeah, see how obsessed I can be. I wore it on the plane. And this is why I don't need devices. I'm already like, I'll need to get off. But then it was like all light sleep and I didn't feel like I slept at all.
Oh yeah. Those are the
worst. Not at all. I'm still grateful, but still, yeah.
But still, it's like a tease because you're more aware versus my sleep last night, despite waking up, I was conked out throughout the entire, I mean, I have always had really vivid dreams and for whatever reason, like, I think I just read something astrologically, Pluto is coming out of
Capricorn. I saw that.
Yeah. And it's been in Capricorn since 2008.
I saw that.
A long time. And it's also very wild for me. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I was getting ready to move to Korea for the very first time then.
Wow.
And aren't we newly married?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, aren't we breaking like a 15-year cycle or something with that? Like it's a massive cycle.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this is fascinating. Like there's... I don't know obviously I don't know exactly what's going to be happening like this upcoming year, but energetically it feels like it's going to be the fucking Wild West again. Like since 2020, the Wild West is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes me, despite all of the ick, what makes me feel excited about it is that more and more people are waking up.
Yes.
More and more people are gaining consciousness and awareness and being like, hey, this is weird. Why do we do it this way? And challenging and speaking out. And I'm excited for that because we need more of us to be more aware and to say, like, speak out, see something.
And just, and like, totally. It's so exciting. It's like, and it's happening like on every level, like no matter, and it doesn't have to be that someone knows they're quote waking up, right? It's just like starting to realize, like, why do the systems like want us to hate each other?
Like, I don't know.
Why can we not think differently about things, or what, just all the attempts to control and the,
it is a why. I also heard this theory, which would not does not surprise me if it, like, if it were true. Like, you know how they have these things called the Mandela effect, and we think things are one way and then they're not, but then somebody will do this awesome detective work and dig through things and be like, it really is the Berenstain Bears and not Berenstain. Or the most recent one I saw is probably on TikTok, where this woman's, like, Fruit of the Loom used to have a little, like, horn, cornucopia thing.
Didn't it?
A long time ago.
Right.
And then everybody she talked about is like, oh, you're crazy. No, this is how it is. She even called the company, and the company's like, no, this is how it is. But then she, like, went through all of her clothes. She went through all of her friends' clothes. She finally found something in her clothes, I think, that had the label of the fruit in the cornucopia thing. And she's like, it did exist. And so the theory is that they are seeing how easy it would be to erase history in front of our eyes, and how willing we can go along with it. I'm like, that doesn't surprise me. Like,
no, it doesn't surprise me. They've been doing that shit forever.
It's just wild. And obviously, as, like, more people become aware and wake up and call truth to power and justice and calling things out, like, that darkness is going to get even louder because
it's dying. Which is,
dying. Yeah. Bye.
We are detoxifying. The planet is already there, right? But it's like, humans. We are detoxifying all the systems, all the stuff that's broken, the foundations. So it's like literally like the rug is being pulled out, or whatever that expression is, from underneath our feet. And that's for people like who are more aware, it's less destabilizing. But I think for a lot of the masses, it's pretty, you know,
it's a big one.
Pretty intense. Yeah.
It is pretty intense. I know. Yeah. It's so important. And I think that's, like, I am such a, like, if you don't face your shadows on any level, if you don't do the inner work, if you don't constantly question yourself and, you know, keep your mind open to, like, everything, you're going to get stuck, unfortunately. Yeah, you're going to get stuck. And I just am like, no, come on, all of humanity, like, that part of me is like, come on, we can all do it. Let's go. Like,
yeah, because we want everyone to be there.
Yeah,
everyone coming. But
unfortunately, I think it's easy. It can be very easy, hence the way our current society is set up, to get stuck in the comfort, which is your everyday life, right? Yeah. When you don't challenge the status quo, when you're not letting yourself wake up. Speaking of, I don't know where this just, but like in the political realm, like how people on one side say like, oh, woke, you're woke. And I always laugh. I'm like, the opposite of woke is sleeping. Like, I don't want to, why is that an insult? I don't get it.
No, I, actually that the shadow made me just think of something, just regarding the shadow. Like, we all have it.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter how healed someone is, we all have it. And I think, like, that part of embracing it and acknowledging it when it comes up. And, like, I mean, for those who aren't familiar, like, how would you describe what the shadow is in your own words?
For me, that, like, inner darkness, it is dark. But, like, that inner part of us that is afraid to be seen, that doesn't want to be seen necessarily, hurt, pain, traumas, like, shit from our past, childhood, like, crap.
Yeah, and how it affects our behavior. like how not even necessarily just being seen, but like, yeah, how it affects the way we are, how maybe we respond in a certain way that's not really us. Like, I found myself, this is sparked by mentioning The Shadow at all. I had an incident with my dear, dear friend, actually just yesterday. I didn't get to tell you this. And it was just like, I had said something. Well, I think we both kind of triggered each other. It was like, I said something, it was coming from a place of love, but the words that I used, actually, maybe this isn't a shadow thing, but it's all related. It's like being human. It's like, I said something that I did not use. I said something in a clumsy way, and she took it because she's going through something very challenging. Understandably, I was speaking from my heart with my passion and maybe a little bit of accidental judgment that I didn't even like. It wasn't like judging in like a mean way. It was like wanting the best for her, but like it coming out in such a way that from her point of view, upon reflection, I could totally see that I used the wrong words because those were the words maybe that the you know what I'm saying? Maybe this is, it's just like sometimes we say the wrong thing. We say things in a way that it's coming, even if it's, and it wasn't like I was lashing out or saying something nasty at all, but it was like I was saying it in a way that wasn't totally, I don't know, getting where she was coming from, or just, it just came out wrong.
Yeah, I get it.
And it felt like shadow when I thought about it, and I really had to think about it because I really, at first I didn't even understand. And then we kind of like came, like it just, part of it was misunderstanding. So I don't know if it was total shadow, but these elements of just like being human and like caring about someone, again, this is not like some dark shadow of unhealed. It's the way we express, like the importance of the words we use. So maybe it's not even like total shadow, but it's related, you know?
But it is related, I think, because I also like shadow is the unhealed part of us, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So like, okay. So I've been doing this work essentially because I'm a big geek. And I just constantly want to be the best version of myself, right?
Yeah.
So, like, once upon a time, the beginning of my relationship with my person, I was operating from unhealed childhood wounds, right? Mm-hmm. So I was reacting is a big word, reacting in the way that appeased the trauma I experienced as a young little girl. Mm-hmm. When I started to do the work and like look at that energy square in the face and be like, oh, I understand now, I'm reacting from hurt instead of responding in like a loving way or responding to the energy. Mm-hmm. But I think, and it could be as big as that, as deep as that, and as simple or surface as I use the wrong word. It's not that the one is bigger or, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, though. Yeah. It's like,
but it's all the same.
Yeah, it's the energy that I, is that on my side?
I don't know.
A ring?
I did hear a ring. My phone's on airplane mode.
But mine should be too, and it's not even nearby.
That is, hello spirit.
Hello spirit, we love you.
Hi. That's what, when anything weird like what happens, like, hey spirit.
You know what? We're almost at 30 minutes. I feel like we should say bye and like record another episode, because why not?
Yeah, I love that.
We love you. Thank you for joining us.
Bye, beautiful humans.
Catch you soon. Here, let's do the 1, 2, 3 thing.
Okay. Okay.
Oh wait, I can just end it for, I can end it for all too. I don't know why. So let me do that.
Every time, and I love that.
That we do it at the same time?
No, I just love that we learn something new every time we record.
Oh, I didn't hear the first half. Got it. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.